We solemnly swear we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mikkelsen podcast. We are a group of sisters who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads.
Today we have
Nadine, your Holly Hufflepuff,
and Tori, your reindeer Ravenclaw. That would be a very unholy mix of animals.
We know how, you know, just never know. But from our adjectives, I hope that you all like trying to guess what we're talking about through our adjectives as much as we love it. But we just wanted to do a quick little Christmas episode.
Christmas!
Because it is Christmas. That's next week.
Oh my goodness. It's okay. So it's excited. Fine. I'm ready. No, not really.
I know. We have a big storm coming in tomorrow, and I'm hoping that that adds to the Christmas vibe I'm trying to
generate. There you go. I like it. I like it.
But we've highlighted Christmas before in the past on our podcast. So we just briefly wanted to talk about it, talk about some of our favorite things, and also have a special announcement at the end. So stick with us.
Special announcement.
So we are just going to briefly go over some of the years and what happens in the different school years. The first one, the Weasleys stay and Harry stays. Hermione leaves. He gets his invisibility cloak, which is given anonymously, but we know later that it's given to him by Dumbledore. So that's
Dumbledore.
Year one.
All right. Chamber of Secrets. Year two, Harry, Ron, and Hermione, they all stay at Hogwarts so they can question Draco Malfoy to determine if he was the heir of Slytherin. Because they've been working on Polyjuice Potion the whole time. I love it.
Yep. Whatever helps pass time.
Yeah, and this is when Hermione doesn't go so well with Polyjuice.
Yeah, it does not.
That was the best Christmas. I'm just kidding.
Year three, Harry gets another anonymous gift, his Firebolt.
Yes!
We know that's from Sirius. And they all, stay at Hogwarts for the holidays.
I think they all started to stay, they were all started school at the same time. But I really think that they started to stay only because of Harry.
I know, they're like, let's stay.
I'm staying.
That's sad.
That too. Or the Weasley parents were like, awesome, all our kids are finally at school. We're going to visit Charlie. We're going to visit Bill.
Stay at school.
Yeah, exactly. Stay. We're going to do stuff.
Don't come home.
Don't come home. All right, the fourth year, Goblet of Fire. During this school year, Hogwarts had their Yule Ball during the Christmas holidays. Wasn't it on Christmas Eve?
I think
Christmas?
So.
Yeah. And as a result, a lot of students actually stayed for the holidays because there was a big dance and the witch. What's the band called?
The Weird Sisters.
The Weird Sisters came, which we found out all the Weird Sisters are actually all men. That's awesome.
Yep. And it's like, do you dance like a hippogriff?
Oh my gosh. I freaking love that they wrote that. It's the best thing in the whole wide world. The Great Hall was decorated differently than usual for this occasion. The walls were covered in silver frost and garlands of mistletoe and ivy. It was very, very chic.
Yes.
Compared to the other years, I guess.
And then the last Christmas we know about is in the sixth year. In the seventh year, it doesn't really talk about Christmas except Hermione. They're like, I think it's Christmas.
Yes,
and which is super sad. Godric's Hollow, but in the sixth book, they have a Christmas party at Hogwarts for the Slug Club. Slughorn throws quite the Christmas party.
Yeah.
And they get to bring a guest, and that's a pretty entertaining. What am I trying to say? Year. They also go to the Weasleys that year. Because that's the year that Fred and George, like, tie that gnome to the top of the tree.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, those are just briefly some of the things that they've done on Christmas. We know their Christmas feasts are amazing. Their decorations are, like, top-notch. Hagrid brings in all of those trees and Flitwick decorates them and snow falls from the ceiling and we all know it's just super magical. So I definitely would volunteer to have Christmas in Hogwarts.
Christmas in Hogwarts. I love it. Did we miss Order of the Phoenix?
Yeah.
That's the Christmas they spent at Grimald Place.
Yeah. Because
it's the Order of the Phoenix.
We skipped it.
We skipped a Christmas.
Good old toy. Yeah,
just
and they go
like
to Arthur.
They go
see Arthur in St. Mungo's.
And they spent it with Sirius. Sirius is all like chipper and happy.
Yes.
And he like decorates. Or he makes creature decorate. I don't know.
Yeah, does he make creature? And so Harry, well, and also to note in like the 7th book, when Harry and Hermione are in Godric's Hollow, Ron is with Fleur and Bill. And
oh, yeah. That's right. Because he did not go home.
Yeah. Oh. So, Tori, which is your favorite of the Christmases we see in the Harry Potter series?
I thought that... So, okay. Watching the movies, the first one was the most memorable because you see Hagrid carrying that giant tree, like, dragging it across. Like, and that's just always forever in my mind, like, the picturesque, like, Hagrid decorating awesome stuff for Christmas. However, yeah. I think the most... The one that was most, I don't know, we spent a lot more time with Harry was in Order of the Phoenix, is when, like, he was in Grimald Place, and he was literally surrounded by so many people that he loved, and, I mean, yeah, Arthur did get attacked by a giant vicious snake, but that meant that all the Weasleys were there. Like, there was good times.
Yes.
You're going to suffer, but you're going to be happy about it.
I said that to my dad the other day, and he was like, we need to write that down. That's funny. I was like, Dad, you don't know like, who that's from? Come on.
Are we related? Are we?
Yeah, I'm like, how is this happening right now? So.
What about you, Nina? Yeah,
I think that's the 5th year's definitely a highlight. I mean, it's funny. And you get the most time. I agree with you. My favorite. I like that he gets to spend it with Sirius. But I can't stop laughing when I read that section where Fred and George tie the gnome to the tree.
Oh yes.
they knew how to decorate. He does get to see a lot of people at that Christmas too, because
that's
Remus
true.
Is there. Tonks and people because that like people just go in and out of the burrow including the Minister of Magic and Percy. So it's definitely a dramatic Christmas, but
yeah I
think that one's my favorite just because Fred and George just crack me up.
Yeah I like that I love them, they're funny. didn't he say they painted it gold or they dipped it in gold or like
I don't ever remember.
Gold paint.
I just know they put it in a
tutu. Stuffed it in a tutu.
And it's like glaring down at them because they put the silencing charm.
Yes. And they Petrificus Totalus too, right?
Yeah, I don't.
So it couldn't
maybe
move.
Maybe they just confunded it. I don't remember. But it's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the most memorable.
Funny. That's just like a brief... Christmas overview, and then we also have a special announcement for you guys. It's not like crazy, but in the spirit of giving this Christmas season, we're going to do our first giveaway.
Yes!
Yeah, and we've made an awesome shirt. And
oh, yeah. Harry Potter themed, yes. Of course.
Yes, and Tori is making it herself. So yes. You guys should feel very honored. And you should try to just stay tuned to our Instagram over the next couple days or so. Just keep an eye on it. We're not exactly sure when it will get posted.
You definitely won't get it for Christmas. Just after Christmas. After Christmas.
Yeah, you won't get
gift.
It by Christmas. That's for sure. But we just want to give back to you guys, our fans, this Christmas season. And we really love and appreciate you. And we hope that you're all staying safe and, you know, listening and having fun during this Christmas season.
Yes, I love it. Just be sure to look out on our Instagram for all the information.
Yes,
and
so
that is at We Saw We Swear Cast.
Yes, and also you can reach out to us for anything at We Saw We Swear Cast. Leave us your insight, your questions, because that would be awesome.
Yes. Mischief managed.